Listen, a Utah cat is back with her family after traveling to California in an Amazon return box. Brett, what is this all about?
Well, Galena's owner, because the cat is named Galena, the cat loves to play in boxes. So Galena left the house, in a large box of shoes, that her human daddy had sent out as a return to Amazon. Now, the cat was hiding in the box, which contained a pair of cat footwear shoes. I think those are like the big construction worker-like shoes, yes. So they're heavy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so among other things, when the cat was closed up, it caused her to get sent out with the returns. Oh, my goodness. Galena's owners thoroughly searched their house and put up missing cat flyers all over the community, completely unaware that their cat had gone with Amazon. So a week after realizing that their beloved pet had gone missing, Matt and Carrie got a call from someone with a surprise. Galena's microchip had been scanned in Riverside, California. That is a long way from Utah, 650 miles. And the chip's information had led them to the cat's owners. More specifically, an employee at an Amazon distribution station had found the feline in the Amazon package filled with the shoes that it was sent in the return shipment. Now, the employee identified as Brandy took care of Galena until she reunited with her family. Oh, this is so sweet. As soon as the owners got the insane news that Galena had been found in a box at the Amazon facility, they immediately took a flight to California. During the shipping process, Galena, unfortunately, y'all, she went without food and water for 6 days. Poor baby. But after the ordeal, the family is advocating for microchipping your pets and triple checking all of your Amazon boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But that cat.
I don't even know why that's a story, because that ain't the first time some cat got flew out.
You know what?
Exactly.
You know what?
News headlines, entertainment, sports. It's the front page on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
All right, y'all, got your front page right here. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. I'm your girl, Brad Tat Tat, filling in for Maria Moore, and here are your headlines. The Midwest was hit with more deadly storms Sunday after 2 days of brutal weather. They blasted across the plains, killing at least 4 people in Oklahoma, destroying homes and knocking out power to tens of thousands. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt declared a state of emergency, freeing recovery funds, and almost 45,000 homes and businesses remained without power in Texas and Oklahoma this morning. Now, a new study, y'all, found that elevators might be killing us, and not just when they fall. Researchers looked at the health records of almost 500,000 people, and the ones who regularly opted to take the stairs instead of an elevator were less likely to die young. Wow. It wasn't a small difference either. There were 39% less likely to die from cardiovascular disease and 24% less likely to die from any cause. Quote, our study suggested that the more stairs climb, the greater the benefit. So whether at work, home, or elsewhere, take the stairs. And talk about being tougher on kids. An 18-year-old St. Louis man robbed several stores while wearing a GPS bracelet. The young man, along with 2 others, smashed windows and stole items from 9 different businesses over 2 days. Now, a week later, the trio broke into 2 more stores to steal cash. The teen was eventually arrested because police said he wore the GPS bracelet during the robberies. Wow, talk about world's dumbest criminals. He's facing 31 counts of stealing related offenses. All right, y'all, that's gonna wrap up today's headlines. Filling in for Maria Moore, your girl Brad Tat Tat. Rock T, what up with them sports?
Let's start off with the NBA playoffs, man. I ain't got time to go through every series, but the Minnesota Timberwolves put away the Phoenix Suns. They swept them boys, man. I'm gonna say it right now. Anthony Edwards with Minnesota is a top 3 player in the NBA. I said it. The Knicks take a 3-1 lead over the Philadelphia 76ers. Jalen Brunson, another grown man out there. And the Lakers avoid being swept. They win game 4. They still down 3-1 to the Denver Nuggets. WNBA great and future Hall of Fame Candace Parker announces her retirement from the WNBA. Let me take my time and go through this
real fast.
I didn't
know she was still playing.
Yeah, man. She was still playing, man. She played with the Las Vegas Aces, man. Three-time WNBA champion.
Got like Ken Smith.
Come on, dog. One of the greatest of all time, though, man. Candace was a beast in high school, beast in college, and a beast in the WNBA. So, congratulations.
Hey, did you see what Charles Barkley said about they need to send the New Orleans players down to Galveston?
What'd he say?
It went viral, man. That jump was so funny.
Yeah, but he had to eat that up too, honey, because they said the beehive was going to get him.
No, wait a minute. About Galveston?
Yes, because, you know, Beyonce them from around there, and a lot of people was upset about him saying that, so he had to clean it up.
Maybe all right. Maybe all right.
Hey, Shaq was crying. Shaq was bent over, like over the counter, like raw. But we'll post a video on RickandSmileTheMorningShow.com, but that had me in tears.
Yes, real quick, running back Ezekiel Elliott is coming back home, re-signing with the Dallas Cowboys. And say what you want to say about Coach Primetime Deion Sanders. Look what just happened after one of their practicing and workouts.
Let me tell you, there's a young man that has been working his butt off, and they tell me he is the spring player of the spring. But let me tell you something, I'm not satisfied because I want it all, right?
Yes,
I'm that kind of guy. Aren't y'all that kind of young men that want it all?
Yes, sir.
What about a scholarship?
Yeah!
All right. That was one of his walk-on players that he just awarded a scholarship. That's what I'm talking about, big
dog. I love it, man.
Yes, sir,
I love
it. It's my quick sports support right there.
Hey, shout out to Malcolm Walker, our boy Buster Food on Facebook, man. I think his son is also going to Colorado as well, man. We're really proud of them. So that's our Macon, Georgia, Fort Valley family down there. So,
absolutely.
Absolutely proud of him.
Let's get it, man. Brad got the hot spot right now.
The hot spot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
So hot and
miss hot.
You can catch me at the hot spot. It's the
BRAT. Time for the hot spot. What up, Brad?
What up, Ricky? Good morning, everybody. I'm your girl, Brad Tat Tat, and this is the hot spot where we bring you music, movies, and more. So let's get off into it. Woo, Aubrey O'Day, member of Danity Kane. Y'all remember the group Danity Kane? Do you got the first aid kit handy? That was kind of my jam. Sorry, I had to get off into it a little bit. She claims that Diddy was trying to buy her and other ex-Bad Boy artists silence when he gave back their publishing rights. Y'all remember he did that?
Yeah.
And someone was like, we don't want them now. They ain't worth nothing no more. Anyway, she claims Diddy wanted the artists to sign NDAs as part of the deal in the 2000s, which would have muzzled them from speaking on their experiences at Bad Boy. Now, she says she didn't want to do that because she sensed that she'd be signing away her ability to speak something that she finds incredibly valuable now, especially in light of everything that's been alleged against Diddy. Here's what she had to say.
I received the publishing deal. I know what it says. I know how much money it was giving me. I'll tell you, $3.30. $300.30 for a full release of all claims against Diddy and many other players. I think you would probably be making moves to keep as many people quiet as possible. In fact, it asked me to not be able to have access to my story and my experience anymore. It asked me specifically to stay silent and never speak poorly about a human. So then I realized something really bad is coming.
Wait a minute. What is that? Brett, explain that.
She is from the group Danity Kane. She's been on quite a few reality shows. She was asked to sign, when they gave them their publishing back, I guess, they tried to put in a deal for them to sign NDAs so they couldn't discuss anything about Diddy or talk about their stories or experiences with Diddy to kind of, I guess, keep him and any Bad Boy things that weren't right or weren't happening right safe.
Right.
So now she's saying she's glad she didn't because she had a feeling that, you know, something would come out. So, but in my opinion, regardless to what her feeling is or what she didn't sign, once the court slapped that thing on you to get up there and talk, you're going to have to talk anyway because they're going to look at all your records. When you get subpoenaed, they're going to look at all your records. They're going to go to your phone files, your emails, and everything. So the NDA, I think it's null and void once you get up there in front of a judge. I don't think that matters anymore. You just can't talk talk about it in public if it's not court stuff. Like, you can't talk about it in blogs and try to blow your story up or make money off of them. So she didn't sign it, but she's still going to have to talk if they ask her to. And I'm sure she's not going to have great things to say about Diddy and the whole situation. So some of them did sign that, but even if the courts come for them, they gonna have to talk. The NDA don't, it don't matter in a court of law, I don't think. Right, Special K? Does the NDA matter in a court of law?
That's a great question that I don't want to even be wrong about.
Not at all, because you've been subpoenaed.
If you've been subpoenaed, then you have to testify.
Yeah, right? Especially
does
if they
that
have
override.
I think it does.
An NDA.
I think it does.
Because the NDA is a civil document, if I'm not mistaken. Or is that a legal document? I don't know. That's a great question.
Okay, well, I thought it didn't matter. What's the courts?
We're going to check with one of our legal people and find out.
You're under oath. You have to answer the questions.
Right.
You have to answer the questions. That don't trump that. You know what I mean?
Right. And if they have the receipts in front of you, you can't lie. You can't be like, I signed the NDA. I'm not talking. They don't go for that.
Yeah, answer the questions in the deposition as well.
Yep, that's so true. That's so true. Been there, done that, so I know that's true.
All right, y'all.
Well, we're going to wrap up the hotspot on that note, y'all. It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Y'all, this Monday, time for the State of Black America. And this morning, we have the current president of the National Urban League, Mark Morial. Good morning, Mr. Mark. We happy to have you, and I know there's a lot going on in Black America. What's happening in Black America?
Today, we remember the 25th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Since that massacre, thousands of families have lost loved ones to gun violence across the nation, and we still wait for our elected leaders to step up and take a strong stand against it. There have been hundreds of thousands of lives lost since Columbine. Many were lost in school shootings. And these incidents underscore the shame of this nation's inaction on gun violence. The gun industry's main lobbying arm for decades, the National Rifle Association, was well aware of the horrible juxtaposition of kids filing firearms. And even at the sight of the victims of Columbine were across television screens, they held a convention years ago and continued to push their pro-gun agenda. The convention was a slap in the face to the grieving survivors. Our message is to do something. In the 1990s, there was a ban on assault weapons. During that time, we had low gun violence in the nation, at least lower than it is today. We need to reinstate that ban on heavy caliber assault weapons. And we need a comprehensive background check so that anyone who purchases a gun is checked to ensure that they're not mentally ill, have a history of domestic violence, or have a criminal history. These are basic, reasonable measures that are not inconsistent with the Second Amendment that this nation must embrace. 25 years ago seems like a while ago. During that time, I was in New Orleans and I served as mayor. I was the first mayor to sue the gun industry at that time, and in the months to follow, 30 more cities followed our lead. While those lawsuits were not necessarily successful, they represented a commitment by us at that time to do whatever it took to battle against gun violence. That fight continues today. Congress did, with President Biden's leadership, pass the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act in 2022, the first major piece of federal gun reform in nearly 30 years. While it's a step forward, it does not go far enough. We must continue to say that for our communities to be safe, we must have reasonable safeguards against the manufacture and the purchase of guns, particularly heavy caliber assault weapons, which are being used in school shootings and in neighborhoods across the nation. We must show courage and stand up to the gun industry, and we demand that our politicians do the same. This is Mark Morial bringing you the State of Black America. Follow me on X, Instagram, and Facebook, @Mark Morial, and I'll see you next week on the radio.